Новых Раскинс. Симен Тоф Цади Гимен. Динем Аноягим Беймея Оймер. Самод Мелош. Ноягим Шелойлисо Ишо Бен Песах Лацерес Адлаг Боим. Ноягим Шелойлисо Ишо Бен Песах עד הצרס, להצרס, עד לגבוה אימא. I would write, נויגים שלא יליסו אישו, עד לגבוה אימא. נויגים שלא יליסו אישו, בין פסח להצרס, עד לגבוה אימא. ומה אמר מודחה? נשבועיס הזמן מייסו תלמידי רב עקיבא. הגויים הם לגבוה אימא ואילך, הכל שור. נהגים של אליסו אישר בין פסח והצרס עד לגבוה אימא. מה מרמוד חזי מדנת? Before she explained, there's different sheet as that when the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died. But if in most sheet as they died, שלא נהגו קובד זה בזה. פעלה זה מבור עם ספורים, אז נעד אפשר פונק, one year they started, זה בזה, זה בזה למחלקס. אפשר, שלא נהגו קובד זה בזה was the whole time. אבל דיז יומים בין פסח לעצרס, זה היומים המסוגולים לקבול הסתירה, בדיבוק חברים, so it was a big תביעה שלא נהגו כובד זה בזה. And the time that was goyrem for the misa was בין עצרס to פסח. Just grade they died, different sheetas, some משתבור brings down, the עיקר sheetas they died 33 days. The shadows they died the first 33 days, or inside this time, they died 33 days. Don't know exactly when they died, but 33 days inside they died. So we make a zecher to the 33 days. So some shita start from Pesach, Bizlag Bahimer, and Mitzvah Seyem Kikuloi. The Mechaber holds that we start and we finish Lamedalet, and then we say Mitzvah Seyem Kikuloi. So see, Beis, Neragim, Shul, Istaper, Adlag Bahimer, Shayim, Shospos, Kulomus, ואין להסתפר על ימים למדל בבויקר, אלא אם כן חל הגבוהים בערב שבס. רמוס אז מדינס אלו נהגים, אין נהגים גבוה, אלא מסתפרים בימים לגבוהים, מרבים בקצה שמחה. ונאם הוא ביתחמון, כשפוס כולו מוסתלמיד רב עקיבא, and that day. אז מכל מקום, דהלוך אז אין נויסים נושים ואין מסתפרים, at least in the first 33 days, or in different 33 days, the Mishnah brings out that a different sheet is some start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they count the 33 days, some start from Pesach and they start. About it, you can't chop both sides. Mishnah says if you don't have a minute, you can do what you want. Mishnah Moshe says you can do one year like this and one year like that. The Kolmukim, the halacha is that you're not allowed to be mistaper in Yemei HaOmer. And why you're not allowed to be mistaper in Yemei HaOmer? So the Iker and Loshon HaShulchan Aruch is Mashma, and it's also because Meisu Talmidei Rav Akiva. The place can bring down that different gzeiros happened to Klal Yisrael over the Tkufas, and because of that we know Yigavelis was gzeiros Tanach, Tatat, all different gzeiros. A lot of tzoros happen in these days. That's in the Aloch. But we pass in Minag Ashkenaz, that in the day of Lagboa Imer, you're allowed to be mistaper, lekule alme. Sai, for the people that start from Erev Pesach, from Pesach. Sai, for the people that start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. But the yom of Lagboa Imer, you're allowed to be mistaper. That's the halacha. We say, mixes hayom kikuloi. So the Ramo Paskins, the Mechaber Paskins, you're not allowed to mistap a like Bohima, you mistap a Lamedalet Bohima. And we didn't say to know you could vote with a mistapering Bohim like Bohima. Zog the Ramo. The only stop a rad like Bohima be'atzmoi veloi mi bo'erev. You're not allowed to take a haircut the night before like Bohima, the night of the fires, yeah? Only by day you're allowed to take a haircut. By night you're not allowed to take a haircut. Shabbat brings down, the Ainu la'acha shanetz, v'atam, mishum de mikta sayem kikuloi, v'loim mi bo'erev. V'yesh ma'achoyim shemekilim nistapo bo'erev, v'lbushi yontev, v'liyo rabbe. שימו לי הוראה בדם מכל מקרים, לעניין נשואים, לא ירועיסים מקילים, כי אם ביום ל"ג בעומר. אוכן, זאת אומרת, משתבור, כשחל ל"ג בעומר בערב שבס, not like this year, this year is Sunday, ושס עד חג לעסס ביום, אפשר שיש לו עוקב הלילה של לפונו. So the עיקר הדין is in a normal ל"ג בעומר, you're allowed to take a haircut only by day, night by night before. It's two shittas that say that you're allowed to, the שרת ציון, brings down אין לו עוקר בלילה של אפונו ואפילו נסבוד בערב של אפונו ודחמון ומכל מקרים אחרי שכמה מקילים גם בערב so I could not bring it in the Mishnah Berurah I had to bring them inside שרצים משהו בכלל דוזן הופן that side that you allowed to take the haircut לילג בעומר אבל the haircut has to be by day some say that you allowed to I couldn't hold myself and not to bring it down in the Mishnah Berurah זה לא כדי שרצים even the goyen and everyone holds you not allowed בסדר? This halacha is glad. Miu, im chal b'yoyim rishon. If l'ag b'yoyimer is chal b'yoyim rishon, like this year, Sunday, noyagim li'istaper b'yoyim shishi l'kovet Shabbos. Miu, im chal b'yoyim rishon, noyagim li'istaper b'yoyim shishi l'kovet Shabbos. Shnabu on brings down. Adan alayn is no mishtabur, only a sharatzi, a berhetev. Berhetev says, Zehu das ma'arivayl. U'ma'aril oyser. U'mikol mokay mechad enoagu noagu. Ve'ein le'achmur bedinim eilu. So we'll see, the berhetev brings down a machlekes. Mishtabur doesn't bring down two shittas. So if it's no two shittas, the film mishtabur, for sure you'll have to take a haircut Friday. The berhetev brings down the ma'arivayl as matir, and the ma'aril as oyser. אז זה זוכר, the Ma'arivayl was matir and the Ma'aril is oyser. Now the Mishnebura himself, so first we'll ask the Shittas of Mishnebura and then we'll try to miyasad it. The Mishnebura himself doesn't say from when you're allowed to. For sure from tonight you're not allowed to, because even in a normal like Bo'aymer you're not allowed to do it by night before. Only with the Yevil Gobi. So this year that it's Lifnei Shalifnei, Avada has no mokum to be makel to take the haircut tonight.
Even Shasat Chag?
Even Shasat Chag. If it's Erev Shabbos, Shasat Chag, you could be Semech to Levush Yontef. But now it's no Heter to take a haircut today. The only Heter is Lekovet Shabbos. Who will be Matar of this the night before? Who will be Matar the night before? Chteise. Some wanted to say maybe only after Chatzos. Mishnebu is Mashma not like that. Because Ramos says, if someone has a bris, so you're allowed to take a haircut. Zog the Mishnebu. Even in the night, ואם חל המילה בשבס, מותר להסתפר בערב שבס אפילו קודם חצויס, וזה פרימי גודל. So you write that קודם חצויס, he didn't speak down לגבי ארלק בוימר, that is חל on Sunday. He spoke about the בריס מילה that is חל on Shabbos, that you have to take the haircut before Shabbos. He says you're allowed to take it in the morning. אבל, and here we see that only in the morning. אבל מכל מקום, well, it says, the משבורה was not מחלק חצויס and not חצויס. So במילה, you're allowed to take a haircut even from Chatzos, even before Chatzos. So that's the Shittas of Mishnah Berurah. The other Poskim hold, you're not allowed to. The other Poskim hold, you're not allowed to, bichlal. Sunday is like Bo'aymer, who will be matter you to take a haircut before the Ma'aril. There are two Shittas. The Ma'aril says, like Bo'aymer, choyo like Bo'aymer, b'yom alef, itarti listapu b'yom vov. I'm being a guy from my oven. If you have lamed by Shabbos, you're allowed to rinse your envelope. Hello, mitzvahs miyod ha-machmirim, chen shamasi, that the Ma'aril was machmir. Now, the shaila is like this. What is the pshat that it's mutar to take a haircut l'kovet Shabbos? What is the heter? What is the heter l'kovet Shabbos? So, Reb Moshe Feinstein is mechadesh achid otzu. Reb Moshe says that not the pshat l'kovet Shabbos. It's not because l'kovet Shabbos. Why could Shabbos be matir? If it's sphere, it's sphere. But oh, tot, it's a bridge. What is it? Sunday out, today not allowed. What is the pshat l'kovet Shabbos? What shaykh did they say l'kovet Shabbos? Sphere gemura. Two more days will be like boy. Shakeach. What is the heter? So Reb Moshe wants to tell that it's not a heter l'kovet Shabbos. It's also one of the chidushim for Reb Moshe. If you will not take a haircut Friday, and you will take a haircut Sunday, so you say, well, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is gresser from Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, it's a minig ba'alme. If there's reason Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, if the reason is based on minig Rabban Gamliel, was that busy for Shabbos? Is that busy for Shabbos? Question for Reb Moshe, they have it later here. Reb Moshe says like this. When Reb Moshe said it, there was a chiveres, it's another aloche, shloish se me'akbole, we also take haircuts. Now, the shaila is, what happens if Rosh Chodesh Iyar is Sunday, or Shabbos, and Shlosim Me'agbol is Be'echud B'Shabbos. So the person wants to know, he's Ma'ilimosh, he starts to take haircuts from Shlosim Me'agbol. Different shittas, we're not going into it now. But a lot of people are knowing, they keep the second half, and they take haircuts from the first day of Shlosim Me'agbol. First day happens on Sunday. You're allowed to take a haircut Shabbos before or not. It's a big machlekes. Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Moshe hold you not allowed to. Aye, the shaila is the achronim say, "My shnomi like boima is chal Sunday. I could take a haircut, like boy, I could take a haircut Friday. So why should I say me'agbole that is chal Sunday? I can't take a haircut before." So Rav Moshe says like this: "Ain kavanosoi the mikovet Shabbos you're allowed to mistaper before. Kavanosoi the ain the mikvod Shabbos she mistaper lechvod like boima." The nechshav kiyontev shemar b'mesimcha shepos kulamus, ve'ein mistaper be'erev Shabbos koitesh likobed haShabbos shekdushos yaseirem leg bo'ima. B'melech zot g'moyshe, shloish se me'agbole, it's no yontev. Stam, the avel is finished, the 33 days finish. So he has a kasha, a guy is a ovel. His avel is finished on Sunday. Likobed Shabbos, he starts, we'll start likobed Shabbos. Shloz ha'alochem. Why? Likobed Shabbos. Yeah, Avelis finishes Sunday. Sunday, he finished Avelis. So what Mishnah Berurah here was matter l'kovet Shabbos is that a bizayah? You take your haircut l'kovet poskut Talmid Rabban Gamliel Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Lomus or for Rabbi Akiva or for the Hilula for the Andere, yeah? But Shabbos Kodesh not? That's a bizayah. So why? That the Rebbe Sefraim sent the Rebbe Moshe, what if someone forgot to take a haircut Friday? And I'm not going to forget. He's choshet to the Ma'aril. Someone told me one of the Rabbonim, he choshet the Rabbonim in Yerushalayim, gave a drosha to Shabbos, and he choshet the shul, one of the neighborhoods here, that in his shul, in his neighborhood, the minig is not the take haircuts. They choshet to the Ma'aril. He said, this is the minig I'm talking to. Ma'achal. Someone told me, a rab spoke. Choshet the rab. So that person heard that cheer, he's choshet to that rab. So the Lefir of Moshe, you can't take a haircut Sunday. You're Michalish, you're Mavaz and Shabbos and Afoya. Then if a person forgot to take a haircut on Shabbos, so the Lefir of Moshe will be a bizarre to take the hain. So Chiyuv is Ephraim says, no, but if a person is doing it mitzad Ma'aril, so it's not such a bizarre. Now, here's a big vikuach in the Pesach. What happens? The man says, our minig is we take a haircut Friday. We take a haircut Friday. Now, the shaila is, someone didn't take a Hekel Friday. Forgot. Now he wants to take a Hekel Motzei Shabbos. He's allowed to or not?
What reason?
It's for the people that take off the beard.
No, he can't take a haircut. It's Arab. What? It's Arab like one. Well, we can't take a haircut.
No, Arab. But he claims already in Shabbos when he did with Chal Mutar already. When he Chal Chaloy Seder.
Only because of the Kovet Shabbos.
But the Kovet Shabbos was when he Chal the Chaloy Seder. So Rabbi Eliashiv holds that it's also. As Rabbi Zilberstein brings down also. Aber it's a place, it's David, and also they put up signs, B'Shem of Nissim Kareliz, that he's matir. But I'll ask you a shot. A guy that shaved, there are some people that shave, yeah? Now, again, someone took a haircut, he can't speak about the shot, he's going to take another haircut, yeah? Or someone that shaved, with a heter, not with a machine, with a cream, yeah? Like a bintayr. So he does it with a cream. Friday he took it with a cream, he shaved. Now, the Kavashim Barichai wants to shave again, yeah?
Mishmar says he can't shave the night before.
No. It's when he chal motzi Shabbos shalom aleichem. Motzi Shabbos, Shabbos when he shaved. Now it's v'hutro, v'nesro, v'chosro, v'hutro. This is partial, that even if you're a b'liyashiv, the one that it's also to a person, the pshat,
we didn't take a Friday.
That didn't take. Then it's also.
How does he throw off the availus?
What?
How does he throw off the availus?
Why are you allowed to shave Friday?
Because he's allowed to shave because he has a bris on Tuesday, so now he can shave every other day?
No, so after the bris, the Issur is already there.
Same thing, after Shabbos, so that's the back.
The heter can't start from like Baim. That's the shayt, So the mele, it's a big shayla. The mele, the minig is, I'm saying again, if you already shaved, the minig is already that it's already chal, chaloy smuta, it's hard to say that it's also. Chutz, it's over here, I wanted to ask. But if he didn't shave, so then the mele, the minig is, taken not to shave, to be choysh, shet, rebel, yashiv, schumre, and the mele, only to do it in like bohim, only to take a haircut in like bohim. Someone told me today another shayla, I think the shayla is American and he didn't know. He went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And they have a, call it a little chalake, upshar of the house, yeah? Has an upshar. So they came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Weistas from the Mekurov in Dalton, yeah? And they want to Friday to come to bring the kid for the upshar. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky, when they went to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he would say he's not a barber. He's not a barber. So they came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. They wanted to be the barber. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, because he's going to cover Shabbos. He's going to cover Shabbos. He's not asking to do it. So these Americans understand the pshat of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I only heard about tonight. I send them over to go back tomorrow. So they thought that Reb Chaim Kanievsky means that Mistome, this kid was ready for 3 years with us here. Now it's a Kovet Shabbos. Dino, Mazel Pshat and these Americans. They learn Pshat that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is not learning like, he's not learning like Reb Moshe, that the Kovet Shabbos is because it will be a bizarre that you'll do it tomorrow and not the Kovet Shabbos. Because if it's spoken for Reb Moshe, it's Avan is again, it's a bizarre. He did the haircut tomorrow and not today. So they learn, no, one of the two. Other they learn that it's not a bizarre because the din chalak isn't like boimah. So it's not, if someone takes a haircut on Sunday and doesn't take a haircut today, it's a bizarre for Shabbos. But if the day of chalak is like boimah, it's not a bizarre for Shabbos. Really, here's the nohet, this is even if you learn like Reb Moshe. This is what they learn from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Other they learn from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that he learned that the COVID Shabbos, you maneuver. This kid is nicely cute kid with long hair. No, it's not. The person didn't take a haircut doesn't look nice to cover Shabbos. This kid 3 years going with nice hair. But now they decide to make payas. This is what they understand the Shalom Chaim is. I think Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky taught that these people applied to go to Miron to do Chalakia like Bo'ema. They want the Baal to take off a couple of pieces of here. That's a Baal is no heter. Only if it's Chalosh Din Utro. There's Reb Chaim Lenin, there's no Chalosh Utro. The heter is Lekovet Shabbos. So the man, right, the Reb Chaim taught, it's not the one to cut up his couple of years. He said, I'm not doing it Friday, it's going to be Shabbos. But Lu Yitzuya, they planning to do a haircut. Avali, you could do it Lekovet Shabbos. And not like the two swallows that they're saying that he was not a bizarrian if they will do it tomorrow or the kid looks nice. So I don't. They said they were going tomorrow to ask Reb Chaim again because they're planning to cut everything Friday. If Reb Chaim does it, they'll do the whole thing Friday. They don't have any dafka like Bohemia. They want to do it by Reb Chaim. Other, maybe Reb Chaim thinks no chasvore that the part that he cuts is along here. He cuts here, yeah. It's not making it easier for the barber to cover Shabbos, yeah? This is for Elika, he's doing it. Later, the barber will cut everything. So it could be his cutting is vital, he's going to cover Shabbos. I'm saying, we have to hear tomorrow what the Maestro, the Baal Reb Chaim is not asking. What? Not Machshir for the barber. The barber doesn't make it, doesn't help the barber, that's shorter. Okay, it's longer.
It doesn't
cut better. I'm not a barber, I'm saying, it's a chiddush lemaisa. I'm saying, I didn't know this chiddush of Reb Chaim, that the shaila is lemaisa. If you allow to people that are going to Miron, there's a lot of people here now in Yerushalayim. I know a lot of people that came to do options, and they want tomorrow that some people will help them to cut a little bit. So I didn't think about it. I thought about it. I thought everyone that the same chayv is left. Now I hear this Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The vial till I hear different. So lechure could be as a problem to make even as a. Again, even if it's a chaloi sutra, so then maybe the whole zach is b'chal an andere zach. Then the whole zach is an andere zach. The Mishnah Berurah brings down noch a shaila that could be that the rikudim v'mecholos stay also even after like bo'ema. Because the Mishnah Berurah, it's nish klor in gantz. Even though the meaning in Klal Yisrael is but the people that don't hear music, if they keep the first part, from like Bo'emer, you can hear the tapes go back on. And the Mishnah Berurah is not so pushed. Because the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Achshav, when he says the Yisur, you're not allowed to get married. Aval asis rikudim mecholes nagu isu. Kol shekin b'shar rikudim mecholes shel reshus bevada yesh leizor. Ayinu da aloche enoisim noshim bempesach la'atzer es ad like Bo'emer. So if Mishnah Berurah brings down, kol shekin shar rikudim shehu osu. Ve'afilu ad rosh chodesh iyo, u'mirosh chodesh siven ad atzeres. Lo'oisam anoyagim li'istaper, yesh li'istapek im yesh lahokil berikudim v'mechoy leshul reshus. Mishnah Berurah says, even some people that are not noyag from the li'istaper, from rosh chodesh siven, or ad rosh chodesh iyo, Mishnah Berurah is mistapek if they're allowed to listen to rikudim v'mechoy les. It's mashma ashtikel that even if we make el and tispeiras and the other dinim, the halachas of rikudim u'mecholos amur chomur. The person will ask me, "Mon efshach?" We see the Mishnah Berurah bichlal. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in the end, "Noagu anoshim shel asas melochem mipesach v'adatzeres mishkei asacham uveilach." And we see some halachas were noag in avelus the whole time. Not only, like we said before, the yomim ayemei avelus, they died all. In these days, people died. It's Chazal v'kaveh lamed gimel yoyim for the Iker Havelis. Say, the minhag ha'olam is to be makel to hear. But with that reason, the Mishnah Berurah is mashma. It is a mokim to be machmir. But, saying, in our days, people have different teirim, for us a guf, for us a nefesh. But I'm saying, so with that reason, genoi, but rikudim u'mecholos, stam, it's mashma for the Mishnah Berurah, that is a mokim to be machmir. It's a mokim to be machmir. Wanted to speak out on one mezach, not to get to the sphere. It's a shtickle, a new shaila. It's a shtickle. The world is a shtickle going back and forth about it. The dvorim ha'einam brurim kol ha'tzoyrech. But this is one of the new hacks that are going around. I'll try to explain the metzias. In America, not everyone knows this metzias, and it's a sort that's more motzui. But eventually, with the new laws all over the world, and to be motzi all over, and it brings us to a very big shaila that no one knows what to do. And Reb Nissim Karelitz and Chaim Kanievsky already took out a letter to Yisrael. We have ovens in the houses. Everyone has an oven. To have the oven is a gas, you cook with gas. So the nicer, the better mention have these glass. So the normal mention have fire, that you cook with fire, right? Four flames, five flames, and a gas, and you cook, you put pots on it. Now, in Yom Tov, the minig is, you don't put all the five fires on. You have a candle lighting, a fire lighting, and from that, if you want to light more flames, you put them out. Now, there's two kind of systems. Some people have, I think the old Americans' ovens had it, that is like a little fire the whole time inside. And when you open, you have the mazal, you have four or five, doesn't make a difference how much you have. Inside somewhere is like a little fire, eishtomid loisichbe. And when you put out your fire, the gas goes to the ones that you want, and from there the fire comes. These don't have a shaila, the pashtus. Not so sure how they do them, but could be they don't have a shaila yet. And Eretz Yisrael, if you go to a normal place, you don't have that little fire inside. You have the gas, you light it with a match, or you have like a little button you press, and a little spark comes out, you turn the knob, and you put it on. What happened with the years? A lot of times, Lamazong, you have a chant on the fire. In the middle of Shabbos, the fire goes off. And no one wakes up in the morning, right? Because the whole place gets gassed up. A lot of families in Klal Yisrael died because of that. So, Chochmah by going timing, and they made a law that I think Europe started in 8, and America I think it started in 10, the Minyanim. But there's a law also came in Eretz Yisrael that, again, Avadi, you're allowed to use the old ovens, but you're not allowed to manufacture new kind of ovens. Every oven, when the gas goes off, the fire goes off, the gas carries on leaking, you're not allowed to manufacture it. They're not doing any more such ovens. You're allowed to have in your house such an oven. So the Metzius is like that. We have a chshash, first Chochmah by going timing, that if you have a gas and the fire will go off, and the gas is carrying on, coming out, you could die. I don't know the Metzius, and the ones that have the little fire, the little flame pile of lighting inside, if there's a chshash, I don't know how the system goes or not. But the ones that don't have it, for sure all the new ovens will have to have what I'm explaining in a second. I think maybe even some of them, I don't know how it goes, because the Metzius says that the gas could lick. So the Metzius, what they made is, that is a system, the gas goes off, I've seen the fire goes off, after a minute the gas stops to come out. There's no mukhshash of that. The Hainu, if the fire goes off, after 5 seconds exactly, the gas stops to come out. Those are the Metzius and all of the new ovens. Say, I don't know the Metzius, the pilot ones, so I didn't manage to look into it, but this is double shasui to live on. But in the new ovens that are not made with a little fire inside, they're made with just open the gas and you press like a little thing that makes a spark. The Metzius is when the fire goes off, the gas blows off, stops to come out after 5 seconds. How it's done? One of the masks of the Metzius, they will understand the problem. The mice and you can't cook anymore in Yom Tov. The way that's done is, we'll take every flame. You have a flame and you have gas, right? So you put on the flame, you turn the knob, the gas comes out, you put up a match or a spark, and it's lighting. The fire goes off without turning down the knob. Now, you didn't turn the buttons off, you didn't shut it. So now, some gas is running out. So there's a chashash that everyone will die. So they put a little kind of sense that senses that is no, this is what it looks in Ashkofa Rishoyno, he sees that there's no more fire, he shuts the gas to come out. Every oven has, in every fire, a little thing, he sees that there's no fire, he shuts the gas. He sees that there's no fire, where's this machine? So the system is very posh. It's not a simple thing, it took me a bit of time till I spoke to people, they explained to me. But now, it's a very simple thing. The mahalach is, we'll take a pipe, the gas comes from the place of the gas, till the place where you have the fire, right? It's like a kind of pipe that brings, a small little pipe that brings gas, right? You open the knob, the button, the gas comes in around, and you put a fire. Where the gas comes out, the place that the gas comes out to go to the place that you have the flame, they have a little cover. A little button cover. It comes like the pipe comes like a finger, Lamazangan. The top of the finger, where the gas has to come out, is a button. That button blocks the gas to come out. When you put on the fire, if you realize, in the new gas, in the new ovens, you press the button a little bit in, and then you turn it. In the old ones, you just turn it. In the new ones, you have to make like a kvetch, and then turn it. Everyone that does the kvetch has to know that he has already that machine inside. And the old ones, I remember my days, we just turned, it was black buttons, you just turned them. Today already, you make like a little lachatz mamash, epis, and then you turn it. If you don't do that little lachatz, it doesn't work. And not only that, when you put it on, you have to leave it pressed before you press the spark. You have to leave your hand on it pressed. Why? When you turn it on, when you press it in, you put down that little button that closes the pipe, and you let the gas to come in. When you don't press it, the gas doesn't come in. So what happens after a second? Some people think, no, for putting it on, you need a lot of gas. Later, you need a little bit of gas. No. So when you push it in and you open it, then the gas comes in, b'shefa. That's a minute after you leave your hand, the gas really had to go off. What happens is the little button goes down. And the gas comes out. What they did, in the bottom of this little button is two kind of metals. Lamazong will say silver and metal. Now, in Chochmas HaOlam, when you have two kind of metals and you make heat near them, they create electricity. Because every two metals that are not the same metals, if you put heat near them, they create electricity. And a very, very low amount, it's called microelectric, it's a very small little amount of electric. When these two metals get warm, because the flame is on, they have a little bit electric. That little electric makes the bottom of them like a magnet. It has a name, electromagnet. It has a name, the Chochmas HaGoyim. I had to learn all of the day, I didn't know, but they learn it. It's a Poshta Zach, yeah? That electromagnet holds that little button that is made from metal down the Hainu. That amount of push that it needs, it's only a little bit heavy, a little spring. So when you push the button down, you press it down. The heat comes, it's enough to hold it. So even that you leave the button, it stays down. That's the materials. So this is the way you put on an oven. When you want to put a flame on, you press the button, it moves it a little bit down, the gas comes out, you put a spark, it's hot, the heat holds it. No. This is the reason something, if you leave right away, it goes off. Because in these 5 seconds, the chat that he's hot already, and the magnet is holding him. This is the mitzvah that no one knows, but this is the mitzvah. The mele, he came with Reb Nissim Karelitz, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and they came with a new chumre. This was the big rash now. They came in a new chumre, and they say like this, and Yonta, if you want to cook, so if you have the flames on already, beside it. But it's a big bayah. If you put out the flames, then you can't make them lower. See, later some people do make it lower. We'll see if we have time. Most Yidden are marked with not to be mechal or yontef, if you most shittas, and they don't make the flame lower in yontef. Yeah? If you have a flame, you can make it lower. So if you put on the flames before yontef, you can't make them lower. Well, if you put all the four flames, the kitchen will be boiling. So you have one. And if you need another pot, you just take a fire and you add. Take a candle, you're allowed to move from fire to fire. Zogim Nisim Karelitz Reb Chaim Kanievsky. You take this button and you open it and you put a fire out, right? You don't use the spark in your lift. You put a fire out. That fire makes these two magnets to have electricity. To turn it to become a magnet. So you're creating electricity in Shabbos. You burn in Shabbos. You make a patish in Yontif. Vemele, you're doing a melacha in Yontif, chilul Yontif. Vemele, you're not allowed to cook in Yontif. The only way is if you have the fires already running before Yontif. But if you only leave one, and now you want to warm the soup, you can't add a fire. I want first to read the letter of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Then we'll try to explain the tzedolim, why maybe some of our body will be matter. Kifi amotzui kayom b'mavirei agaz muskan shastom bitachon, it's a security cover that is made b'mnoi adlif as gaz when the fire goes off. U'b'chol avor as eish, when you make a fire, noitzar aledei achom is created through the heat, zerem chashmali. Hamarzik is a shastom habitachon, it holds that thing down. V'zois ava pi she'enu mechubo lemareches chashmal. It doesn't need to get electricity from outside. Algin ish li'imona miyontev milahavir es agaz bekirayim eilu. Elo yadlik me'erev yontev lekol ayontev. Nisim Karelitz, advorim nechoinim, gam ani mitztarev Chaim Kanievsky. And the shayla is, what is the tzdodeh ha-shayla? The shayla is be'etzem l'chu, it's a shayla chamura mo'i. It's a shayla chamura mo'i, people don't know about it. Some rabbonim didn't want that this thing would be mispalsim. And they claim that to mispalsim it is the worst thing in the world. I'll explain why. Is rabbonim from different kind of crowds that took out letters, find them different places, and they want to be martyred. So what is the Yisoid HaShaila? The Yisoid HaShaila is Be'etzem, maybe I'll explain one of the main Shailas of the... Some rabbonim, this they had a mistake, it's printed from a Choshev Rav professor. He wants to say, Shem Zaman Oerbach said, the Moshav, the person has air condition running in Shabbos, right? Now only two buttons are pressed in. You know, in a half an hour it's going off. Shem Zaman Oerbach holds, you'll have to press more buttons that will stay running. Now that you're making it to go on, it's anyway on, you're just stopping the thing that makes it to go off. This you're allowed to. It's called a Hemshech HaPe'ula. Same thing if the air condition is off, and you don't want it to go on, you'll have to press more buttons to stay in. So they say here also, the knob is already down, you're just leaving it to stay there. Sounds very good. Here the problem is not to leave the button down. The problem is that I'm creating a micromagnet plant that place makes a magnet. I'm creating electricity, I'm creating a matzev to turn this thing to have a koyach to pull down this blagger, this knob, to make him to be stuck down there. So the whole Anushkin Shaykhs. So they want to say like this. Lama Zogun, if a person, you have a door that has a spring, right? So you open the door, then the door goes back. How the door goes back? The spring pulls them back. How the spring is so strong? When you open the spring, so you put koiches in the spring bed, right? He's pulled. There's a kind of energy that goes into the spring that pulls back. So you're allowed to open the door? Avad, why? Why not to open the door? Why not creating? This is not called creating. It's a ishtamshus. It's a kind of ishtamshus. Was a machleik is even if you're allowed to wind a watch in Shabbos in the poiskim, in the chayodim, if it's a isu or not a isu, or the moshel. Shem Zaman Oerbach holds, if you have, you know, little kids have like little cars, police cars, like baby ones. Now you have like a thing, you turn it, and then it starts to run. For 2 minutes, then it stops. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not. When you're winding it up, you're filling it up with koiches. So you make a patish, you burn it. Why not? I'm using it. They call it ishtamshes. So the shaila is, this pe'ula, warming up this metal, that it turns to become as a piece of magnet, micromagnet. It's called, I'm using the metal, because the etzem fire that I'm doing that, ma'avir is mutam, you're allowed to tzerech on nefesh to make ma'avir. That, what it's used, that duch the heat, becomes another pe'ula, could be it's not a yisur. Could be this is not called creating real electricity. But if a person make a company that's creating electricity, Chazdish called it boine. Here it's a kind of ishtamshus. This is one side of the material that he wanted a matir. Some material wanted a matir from a different heter. He said that Michas Chinuch says if a person burns a chair on Shabbos, he's not called Seisa. It's called Mavir. Mavir is Mutal Tzarech Rechal Nefesh. He's not in the fire. What Duch the fire is also built inside the metal, a kind of electricity koyach. Who said that it's called Boine? Avada Yesh Lechalik. When you burn a chair, even if you want the chair to be burned, yeah? But it's called Mavir, it's not called Soisa. Here, it's two different things. It's not Shaykhus to the fire. It's not considered Shaykhus to the fire. The fire is burning the metal. When you burn the metal, this comes out. So the answer, what is the tzad that that's Mamash Isur Gomu? Yeah, I'm saying even that some people with now Chuvas Leheta. So the tzad that under the zogin that it's mutar, it's geboit an aloch. The aloch is we paskin that machshir oichal nefesh anad doicha. You're not allowed to do machshir oichal nefesh. The marshal. The aloch is like this. If you could have done him erev shab, erev yontef, you're not allowed to do him in yontef. If you cannot do the erev yontef, is a aloche shemuter ve'ein moirim ke. So again, to fix a knife. If you can't fix it in Erev Yontif, if you can fix it in Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to fix it in Yontif. If you cannot fix it, is a aloche ve'ein moirim ke. And the Shulchan Aruch is written down that you're not allowed to, but lemaisi you're allowed to. So now here's two shailas. First, if this is called the Efshel Me'erev Shabbos, it's not called the Efshel Me'erev Shabbos. Maybe it's Efshel, just put on the fire. This is the shayla. If it's called the EF show, it's called EF show. Now, the aloha ve'en moirim kein, the shayla is, and what was the aloha ve'en moirim kein? It's mutar ve'en moirim kein. It means, an evi machshirim. Avada, a person will want to build the oven that he could cook. Avada nish. It's only on small melochas. So here, if this in Kahelet, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, we're mesupek, if this is called small melochas or big melochas. Mitzad Echad is something very small. Mitzad Sheni, it's a full melocha. It's not fixing a knife. It's not what is mashma in the poiskim alamol to fix little things. It's called machshir oichal nefesh. You're allowed to be samech. You have shabini nacher. But if it's not mamish, it's mamish creating. Then you're not allowed. The shaila is. We know again, the aloha ben, again, if Efshah Merav Shabbos of Yontav is also, Efshah aloha ben Merim Ken, but only in small melochas. To do a real melocha, to build a house, to cook, to build the oven avada is also. So here's the vikuach in the poiskim. This little thing is called a small little thing, and is the aloha ben Merim Ken and that. Now, the shaila is like this. Some people say that it's Ein Miskavet. The lady that puts on the oven, she doesn't know that she's doing all these things. The shayla, if you could say that it's a psikreshe deloi nichalei, it's nichalei. And they call that it's gromen. You heat. The heat hits the metal. It creates electricity that creates a magnet. So mele gromen, and miskaven, machshir oichal nefesh, all different small tzirufim, they want to be matir. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Nissim Karelitz said that because of that, they're not writing in the letter, osu. Yesh lehimona beyontef milehavi. Yesh lehimona. You have to try not to. I'm saying it in Eretz Yisrael, it's easier. Chutz La'aretz, it's much harder. Because it's 2 days yontef. So if you just put it on to burn, it will burn for 2 days. The Moshe Andal Zogin, because it's a chumre, Avad you're allowed to tell the goita to do it. Because the Moshe Andal Grome, Avad you're allowed to make a amire. And if it's kaven, I'm saying this thing is not bow anymore. Mamish was nispalsim a week before Pesach, and Mamish no one knew about it even in Pesach. I, the Val, didn't tell my Bnei Bais. I left them to be misasik and aloha ben moirim ken. I don't know yet what I'll tell them to Gabi Shvuz. I don't know what I'll tell them to Gabi Shvuz. Well, mit Avtrachen, Adrubah, I'm saying this. It's a nuzach. I'm sure different rabbanim in different places will find heterim in it. To know the mitzvahs. I'm saying again, first you have to find out what kind of oven you have in your house before you tell your parents. And then you have to know, maybe tell your father, not your mother, because then after she knows, it becomes also. So, you know, I'm going to be able to design it all.
What's the hava mina? Someone shaming again? Matzah online, but then we cover the chaser of all chasidim shem ba'etai.
The people that don't learn, they go to mirana.